Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can show up, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Whatever you got on your mind under the small business sun, we got something there that will help you. I hope you check it out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Dr. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. Burton W. Folsom Jr. is the author of New Deal or Raw Deal. Bert, congratulations on... I saw the review that Steve Forbes did of your book in a recent Forbes magazine. You know, Steve Forbes is one of my heroes, Bert. Well,
he's a fine man.
He's not just a great American. He's a great earthling, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you, I know the man. And
you've had him on your show.
I've met him in person several times, and I'll tell you, regardless of how you agree with me, my point is, when I saw that that Steve recommended your book in his, which I wasn't surprised about, but I just want to congratulate you. That's pretty high praise.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Jim. And Steve Forbes recognizes that what happened in the New Deal era, the disasters that happened, the spending that did not work, the high taxes, Jim, that went up to 79% to 81%, up to over 90%, that all of that stifled economic growth, and he sees some of this going on again. And unless we want to go through another decade of Great Depression, and we do not, we need to learn the lessons of the 1930s and understand why the New Deal failed, why Roosevelt, even though he was well-intentioned, why he failed, and try to do better this time.
But 517 years ago, Bert, we had another event happened, right?
We did.
We had then before that, there was some entrepreneurial behavior going on by a certain Italian, wasn't there?
Well, there was, and the surprising thing was that was one example of a government subsidy that kind of worked.
Right. So, but now see, Bert, if you had been alive back in those days, you would have been writing articles to squash that. You would have said, now the government is not in the business of finding out if the Earth is round or not, wouldn't you?
Huh? You're right. I would have been trying to get the equivalent of the online for 1492 and tell Isabella and Ferdinand, don't fund it. Let's get it privatized.
That's how you get it privatized, exactly. So Columbus, the story goes that Columbus was sitting on a dock one day, and he saw a tall ship coming
right
to port. And the first thing he saw was the mast.
Exactly.
And then the boat got closer. He saw more of the mast, and finally the whole ship came into view, and he realized that you can't have I think the distance of your view on the ocean is about 25 miles before you go over the edge.
Right.
And
it's so clear day, obviously.
And yeah, exactly. And so he looked at that and he said, "Wait a minute, the Earth isn't flat. If it were, why would the ship approaching me appear as it did?"
And it was consistently. It was not only that way from that particular angle in the Mediterranean, but it was there from other angles as well.
Right, because he'd already been sailing. He'd already been doing a lot.
So
he was an Italian, and he tried to get Italy and Portugal and England to fund his quest to sail west to try to find the east.
He was even trying to get Portugal. He even was making overtures to France. None of them did it, and Spain put him off for 4 years before they accepted.
Yeah. And so finally, Queen Isabella relented.
She did.
King Ferdinand, I don't think, was too excited about it, but Isabella...
No, he had favor with Isabella. She was amused by Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was really impressed by him, but she felt sorry for him, and she thought he was a fun person to have around occasionally.
Yeah.
Ferdinand was not so pleased, but then they had
He might have felt threatened.
He may have, but they felt once they got that victory over the Muslims, they felt that they had to give glory to God, and mm-hmm. Ferdinand did a cost-benefit analysis and thought that sending Columbus out to spread the gospel somewhere was cheaper than building a cathedral.
Well, it would also get Columbus out of the court, but it also, well, Columbus was apparently a religious man, very religious man.
Yes, he was.
And so that was exactly, but you know what's interesting? We all, of course, we give Columbus credit for discovering the Americas,
yes.
discovering the West, but the truth is he wasn't the first.
Right. Well, if you want to go back, sure, to Leif Erikson.
Right. So if the Norsemen had had a better PR firm, we might be celebrating Leif Day instead of Columbus Day, right?
Well, yeah, we think that we discovered Leif Erikson's brother Thorvald. He was over here in 1007
right.
A.D.
Right.
And we think we have his skeleton in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Is that right?
That's right.
How yeah. about that?
He kept a journal. And he was killed by arrows from Indians,
mm-hmm.
and they buried him there. And when they dug it up in Fall River in the 1830s, they thought, oh, my gosh, this Viking in armor. And they did some research, and that's what we think happened. But in
right.
any case, you've got a Viking in armor. And,
but see,
yeah,
to
they
me,
were there.
The small business lesson here, Bert, is it's not enough for you to do the work. If you do the work, if you create something, if you create an innovation, if you discover something that can really be beneficial, if you don't get the word out, you know, you might as well have not done it.
That's right.
Because Thorvald, I mean, you know what, he's just a footnote now, right? And Columbus, you know, went back, got a good PR firm, and now the nation is a national holiday.
Columbus's voyage made a difference. The Erikson's voyage did not.
Yeah, but folks, you gotta finish the work there. You can't just discover something. You can't just make something. You gotta let people know you got it. Ten till, right back with Bert Folsom. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Go, Thunderbird, why's the only way to go? I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my
to my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain.
Little Stevie Nicks bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Bert Folsom is our guest, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, New Deal or Raw Deal. It is outstanding. It is highly acclaimed. I'm sure it's on the way, if not already, a bestseller, Bert. So congratulations. Tell the audience how they can find it.
Well, it's in Barnes & Noble, and of course the best place nowadays is Amazon.com,
mm-hmm.
because you can get the discount on Amazon.com and the free delivery, and that's just hard to beat, but it's in Barnes & Noble also.
Do you have a website for the book?
www.bertfolsom.com, and
right.
you are the one who got me going on that.
I goaded you into it. I shamed you into getting it.
You shamed me. You told me it was available, and
you're not the. I told no. You know what? You know what I told him, folks. I told him if he didn't get it, I was going to get it and charge him for it when he wanted it. If he didn't get it, maybe I've done that a lot. I've told a lot of my friends if they didn't get their name.com, I was going to go get it and own it
and own it.
I'd own a piece of them.
And,
so
and publish stuff that would be contrary to what we believe.
Exactly.
On it.
Exactly. All that stuff. So anyway, Bert Folsom, B-U-R-T. FOLSOM.com, folks. You can read. I'm sure you can read about the book there and some excerpts and that kind of thing. So,
yeah, I try to blog fairly regularly. Jim.
Good for you. Good for you. Okay, so we're talking about Columbus Day. You know, Bert, here's an interesting thing about Columbus and Columbus Day. When my first Columbus Day was '98, because I started in November of '97 doing the show.
Right.
So the first Columbus Day I actually was in '98, and so. When I started doing a little research on who could join me to be a guest and an expert on Columbus Day, I ran into some people who weren't too happy with Columbus. There's a whole community of people
yeah.
out there who say Columbus was nothing more than a murderer of the indigenous people.
Right, yes. You have that whole school of thought. Now, one thing to keep in mind that group frequently doesn't talk about is that the Westerners came into different societies. They were not united.
Right.
And that many of them, like the Aztecs, for example, and I'm thinking of the Arawaks,
right.
That the Aztecs in particular were cannibals. And when Columbus and the Westerners came in, they were seen as being possible allies
right.
against the murderous element.
Right.
And so they were involved in the in Indian politics right from the get-go.
Indigenous politics.
Indigenous politics.
Because they really didn't, well, of course, I don't know, maybe they were starting to call them, because they were actually, Columbus was actually trying to find a shorter route to India, wasn't
he? That's right. And he thought that that's what he had done.
Yeah. He thought he found India and didn't realize how big planet Earth was and what there was between him and India. And
he had misgauged the size of the Earth. He didn't expect that big landmass there.
If he'd known, he may never have started. That's the reason why, you know, in small business, Bert, you know, if we knew then what we know now, we probably would say, oh, my gosh, you know, let's just go to bed and pull the covers over our heads. But
So much entrepreneurship is that way, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, oh, there's no question. But, you know, Bert, I'm going to come back to this PR thing. I know it sounded like I was making a joke, and I did have a little fun with it, but this is very important. I mean, think about what transpired after 1492. Look at the development. Only a little more than 100 years later, about 100 years later, you had Jamestown, which turned out to be a failure. What was that, 1588 or something like that?
1607, but okay. It was a failure.
It was a failure, but then 12 years later, you had the Massachusetts contingency,
and that was very successful.
Exactly, and so. Sure, clearly, this, you know, the Columbus thing, the PR of all that, and he made three trips, all of that got this whole thing going.
Well, you know, the Chinese invented gunpowder, but didn't put it to any use.
Right.
It wasn't until the Western. They invented
also
paper.
Toilet paper, too, by the way.
Yeah. but the you're right. The invention has to be put to some use. It has to be marketed properly. And sometimes the person who does that gets more credit than the inventor.
Right. I actually have been on a replica of the Pinta.
Oh, okay.
And it is tiny, less than 60 feet long.
Well, the Mayflower is that way too. If
yeah.
you've been in the
Plymouth. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a little bigger though, I think. But
perhaps
but,
so.
But,
I haven't
but,
been on.
But I mean, these are like 17 meters long. See, 17 meters. I mean, that's like 50, around 50
oh,
or something.
Oh, that's very small.
Yeah, it's only about 5 meters at the beam.
Yeah.
I mean, these are small ships. So think about that, folks. Anyway, we're celebrating Columbus Day. Happy Columbus Day, Bert. Thank you for being here. And what was it? 500 and how many? 17 years ago, he landed in Cuba, I think. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. The book is called New Deal or Raw Deal. BertFolsom.com is the website. Find his book wherever books are sold. He has other books too, folks. Check them out as well. Bert, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thank you for having me.
Quick break. Going to be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. We've got another hour after this one. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.